The rest of the service, we're going to be thinking about a really well-known story. I think a story that possibly most of us will have known since we were perhaps this high, if we've been coming to church regularly. And that's the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How many of you think you know that story? You've heard that story a few times. Well, there's quite a few hands going up. Jolly good. Okay. Well, if you haven't heard the story, fear not, because we now have John, who's coming up somewhere, and he's going to tell us the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from Daniel chapter 3. And as you're listening, you need to listen really carefully. You need to look at the pictures on the screen really carefully, because there may be some questions later on, and there may be some chocolate rewards for that.
Have to hope they don't melt in the fiery furnace. King Nebuchadnezzar and the gold statue. King Nebuchadnezzar had a gold statue made, 90 feet high and 9 feet wide, and he had it set up in the plain of Jura in the province of Babylon. Then the king gave orders for all his officials to come together. The princes, governors, lieutenant governors, commissioners, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all the other officials of the provinces. They were to attend the dedication of the statue which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And when all these officials gathered for the dedication and stood in front of the statue, a herald announced in a loud voice, "People of all nations, races, and languages, you will hear the sound of the trumpets, followed by the playing of oboes, lyres, zithers, and harps, and then all the other instruments will join in. As soon as the music starts, you are to bow down and worship the gold statue that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Anyone who does not bow down and worship will immediately be thrown into a blazing furnace." And so, as soon as they heard the sound of the instruments, the people of all the nations, races, and languages bowed down and worshipped the gold statue which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. It was then that some Babylonians took the opportunity to denounce the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "May your majesty live forever. Your majesty has issued an order that as soon as the music starts, everyone is to bow down and worship the gold statue, and that anyone who does not bow down and worship it is to be thrown into a blazing furnace. There are some Jews whom you put in charge of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who are disobeying your majesty's orders. They do not worship your God or bow down to the statue you set up." At that, the king flew into a rage and ordered the three men to be brought in front of him. He said to them, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, is it true that you refuse to worship any god, my God, and to bow down to the gold statue I have set up? Now then, as soon as you hear the sound of the trumpets, the oboes, the lyres, the zithers, the harps, and all the other instruments, bow down and worship the statue. If you do not, you will be immediately thrown into a blazing furnace. Do you think there is any god who can save you?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered, "Your majesty, we will not try to defend ourselves. If the God whom we serve is able to save us from the blazing furnace, then he will. But even if he doesn't, your majesty may be sure that we will not worship your God and we will not bow down to the gold statue that you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar lost his temper and his face turned red with anger at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So he ordered the furnace to be heated 7 times hotter than usual. And he commanded the strongest men of his army to tie the three men up and throw them into the blazing furnace. So they tied them up, fully dressed, shirts, robes, caps, and all, and threw them into the blazing furnace. Now, because the king had given strict orders for the furnace to be made extremely hot, the flames burnt up the guards who took the men to the furnace. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, still tied up, fell into the heart of the blazing fire. Suddenly, Nebuchadnezzar leapt to his feet in amazement. He asked his officials, "Didn't we tie up three men and throw them into the blazing furnace?" They answered, "Yes, we did, Your Majesty." "Then why do I see four men walking around in the fire?" he asked. "They are not tied up, and they show no sign of being hurt. And the fourth one looks like an angel." So Nebuchadnezzar went to the door of the blazing furnace and called out, "Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, servants of the supreme God, come out." And they came out at once. And all the princes, governors, lieutenant governors, and the other officials of the king gathered to look at the three men who had not been harmed by the fire. Their hair was not singed, their clothes were not burnt, and there was no smell of smoke on them. The king said, "Praise the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He sent his angel and rescued these men who serve and trust him. They disobeyed my orders and risked their lives rather than bow down and worship any god except their own. And now I command that if anyone of any nation, race, or language speaks disrespectfully of the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he is to be torn limb from limb, and his house is to be made a pile of ruins. There is no other God who can rescue like this." And the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to higher positions in the province of Babylon.
Okay. Now, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we heard the reading. Have you noticed there were three of them? And have you noticed in life how very often things come along in threes? People often say, "Oh, this has happened, this has happened. I wonder what's going to happen next now." Things come along in threes. Or very often things are grouped together in threes. Maybe objects, or animals, or people. Let's have a look at some of these on the screen. Can you spot any of these? Do you recognize any of these? What have we got here? Just shout it out. Three little pigs, jolly good. Three little pigs whose house was going to be blown down by the big bad wolf. But who have we got here? The three billy goats, Gruff, who went over the bridge and the troll tried to get them, but they got over safely to the other side in the meadow, didn't they? Okay. What's next? The three musketeers. Okay. There's four of them there, isn't there? I've never quite worked that out, why they don't just call it the Four Musketeers, really, because D'Artagnan always sort of is there, isn't he? But he's not strictly one of the three, is he? So, but he seems to turn up and help out at different points. So, yeah, the Three Musketeers. What's next? Aha, the three wise monkeys. So, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. What else have we got? Three ducks? Any advance on three ducks? Three French hens. Ah, yes. Three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in the... I don't know about season, isn't it? But okay, so yeah, three French hens. And there's more. Three wise men. Okay, so it's three wise men. Jolly good. And next... Do you see, that's the older people now in the congregation, the 3 degrees. You can all spot what sort of music you're into, the 3 degrees, jolly good. I won't ask you to name them, I don't know that I could either. But, and do we know these? The three amigos. Yeah. So, we all know Steve Martin and Chevy Chase. Does anybody know who the third one was? Martin Short, yeah, that's one everybody forgets, isn't it? So, yeah, threes. And here are our three friends from today's story. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'm sure as you go home and as you have your dinner at home now, you'll be able to think, I could think of three of these and three of these, and there are loads more that you could think of. But just hold those thoughts for the moment. So here are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The story of three friends. And it's one of those Old Testament stories that perhaps many of us have grown up with. And we know it and have known it since we were very, very small. We've probably heard it many, many times. I know I've heard it many, many times from Sunday school through the years. I've read it many many, many times in my children's Bible, I can still remember the page opening and the various pictures of the fiery furnace and Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego going through that. It's a classic in many ways, isn't it? And I wonder why that is. I wonder why it is, because so many people seem to know the story so well. Maybe it's just because they've got great names. I mean, they're a bit of a mouthful, aren't they? I have to say, in my notes here, from now onwards, I've just put SMA, because I got fed up with trying to type out Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego the whole time. So maybe it is that they've just got great names. They did have other names. Earlier on in Daniel, in chapter 1, they had Jewish names, but because they're in exile in Babylon, they've got different names. King Nebuchadnezzar, another great name. King Nebuchadnezzar has given them new names, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. They are great names. I can remember with my brother and sister when we were much smaller, we used to do all sorts of things. It was Shadrach, Meshach and off we go. Or if it was bedtime, it was Shadrach, Meshach and to bed we go. Anything just to try and remember these silly names. But maybe that was why it's such a good story. Or maybe it's because it's about three heroes of the faith. Three ordinary friends who stand up for what they believe. And in an amazing way, they come through the trial that is before them. There are all sorts of stories that are popular. In fact, in Daniel, if you read Daniel, where this has come from, there are loads of other really great stories of the faith. Daniel and the Lion's Den, it's a good one, isn't it? The writing on the wall at the feast, there are lots of good stories. In fact, Daniel's well worth a read, it really is. But do that in your own time at home. Well, here are some thoughts, my thoughts, on what we can learn from this story. And they're not mind-bogglingly, fantastically amazing. They're ones that I'm sure you're thinking about as well. But it's worth thinking about and just reminding ourselves and reflecting on them. So first of all, as we look at these, I have 3 points. It's three again. The power of three. All good sermons come with 3 points. So first of all, stand firm in what you believe. Don't compromise. I wonder what you and I might have done if we were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Would we have been prepared to go into the fiery furnace? Maybe we'd have come up with some reasons as to why we shouldn't do it. Maybe we'd try and sort of rationalize to ourselves and say, well, how about if I bow down, but I don't actually worship, that'll be all right. Or maybe I'll worship just this one time, and then I'll ask God to forgive me. Or maybe, do you know what, this is a foreign land, so God will excuse me because I'm just obeying the customs of this foreign land that I'm in. Or maybe, you might say, well, in the past, my ancestors, they even set up idols in God's temple. This is nothing on that. Or maybe, everyone else is doing it, so why not me? Or maybe, if I get myself killed, that means a Babylonian's going to have to take my position, and that means they won't be able to look out for my people in exile so easily. So we could possibly think of all sorts of reasons, all sorts of excuses as to why we might bow down and not get into the fiery furnace. And although they sound sensible and reasonable, the trouble is, the more you do that, the worse things get. To fall down and worship an image would go against God's command in Exodus 20 and verse 3, the Ten Commandments. You shall have no other God before me. And the more we do that, the more we compromise, the more we say, I'll only do this, I'll only do it once, or twice, or three times, we compromise, and we lead down the slippery slope. I love the verse 17 in Daniel 3. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they're responding to the king, who's asking why they're not bowing down. He says, they say this, if the God whom we serve is able to save us from the blazing furnace and from your power, then he will. But even if he doesn't, your majesty may be sure that we will not bow down to the gold statue that you have set up. Now, we don't face a fiery furnace every day if we don't obey God. But nevertheless, we still shouldn't compromise in the situations that God has put us. So maybe it's at work. Perhaps a colleague suggests that you sort something out for them, which is not strictly company business, it's a more sort of a personal thing, but it's during company time. Do you do that? Or maybe it's using some of the company's resources and equipment for your own benefit. That's all right, after all, it's only a little bit, and you give plenty of time. And besides, everyone else does it. Or maybe it's at school. Your friends suggest something that's against what the teachers might expect of you. Or maybe it's your friends. They're asking you to join them as they pick on another child in the school. In all these situations, at work or at school, others might be doing it. Others might be persuading you that it's okay. But will you compromise? Will I compromise? Or will you make a stand and say, no, I'm not going to do that? And also say, I'm not going to do that because I'm a Christian. I believe it's not the right thing to do. So stand firm in what you believe. Secondly, the Lord will lead you through. Now, God didn't take the fiery furnace and the certain death, the prospect of certain death, away from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But he did lead them through it. God was the fourth person in the fire. To go back to the three musketeers, a bit like D'Artagnan, the fourth musketeer who was there for the three. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego must have feared for their lives when they saw the guards that threw them in. The guards that threw them in burnt up. And there they are being thrown into the actual furnace itself. They must have feared for their lives. But they were prepared for the worst. But they kept trusting God. They kept putting their faith in him. And God was with them. And God is with us and will be with us. And lead us through difficult times. Times when we make a stand for him. Times when our faith and our trust are tested. He doesn't promise that he'll take them away, but he will lead us through those things. Remember the prayer of Jesus when he was facing arrest and death on the cross? In Mark chapter 14, Jesus prayed, Father, my Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want. Jesus faced death, but he went through it, and he won a great victory for us. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would have been familiar with verses from the Old Testament, particularly these ones in Isaiah 43. Do not be afraid. I will save you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through deep waters, I will be with you. Your troubles will not overwhelm you. When you pass through fire, you will not be burned. The hard trials that come will not hurt you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy God of Israel, who saves you. So the Lord will lead you through. And finally, find strength in Christian friends. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were three friends together. And there's power and strength to be gained from being together and standing together. It helps to share tough times with friends and to go through those times together. Back to the three musketeers, all for one and one for all. So share life's challenges and tests with Christian friends. Maybe share them at a home group. Share them with the wider church. Maybe the prayer ministry team. Share them with your family. Some of us are involved in prayer triplets. It's that number again, three. Prayer triplets, opportunity to pray together because we can gain strength and encouragement through the prayerful support of our Christian brothers and sisters. So three things to take from this great story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And remember, in the end, God will be glorified. For all his bluster and his self-importance, Nebuchadnezzar ended up saying, "There is no other God who can rescue like this." There is no other God who can rescue like this. And we know that in Jesus we have the ultimate rescue plan. The death of Jesus and his resurrection rescues us from all our sin and leads us to eternal life. And just a final word, I'm reminded of words in 1 Corinthians and chapter 16 where Paul says, "Be alert, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong, do everything in love." Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the great stories that your word contains. Thank you for this story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ordinary people with faith in you, but who stood for the truths that you stand for and weren't going to be diverted from their path. Help us to learn from this story in our day-to-day lives. Help us to remain true and faithful to you day by day in all the situations that we face. And Father, be with us, go with us, and indeed go before us in all these things that we face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.